Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Hey, thanks for joining us. My name is Daryl Kwao. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidua on KT Radio. Now, the Bank of Ghana has given assurance that the city's gains against the dollar will be sustained in the coming weeks. This was contained in a statement issued by the Monetary Policy Committee after it met to review the economy. Here's more in the following report.
The Bank of Ghana is basing its assurance on the fact that the factors that caused the recent pressures on the city from August to September this year are easing. One can cite the election-related uncertainties, which is said to be going away. The central bank is also arguing that with its improved reserves that has hit $7.92 billion, it is now in a strong position to support the local currency. It argued that it has, for instance, been able to add $1.91 billion to its reserve from January to September this year. The monetary policy report even showed that from September to November this year, the city appreciated by 6% to the dollar. The Bank of Ghana also believes that with the improved economic numbers and sentiment, that will also impact positively on the city fortunes going forward. The central bank therefore argues that with all these measures being instituted, businesses should not be worried about whether what is happening with the city can be sustained going forward.
That was a Business Desk report. Now, Ghana's total export earnings for the first 10 months of the year reached record levels. The Bank of Ghana puts the amount at $16.5 billion at the end of October this year. Gold was the biggest contributor, accounting for $9.5 billion of the total earnings. Ghana, however, spent $12.6 billion to finance imports from January. Now, meanwhile, the development resulted in Ghana recording a trade surplus of $3.8 billion, a move that could improve our reserves and support the city's recovery. So on the currency market this morning, the dollar going for 16 cedis 30 pesos. That's what some forex bureaus are offering their clients. The British pound going for 20 cedis 50 pesos, the euro going for 17 cedis. However, if you're dealing with the commercial banks, the dollar going for 15 cedis 40 pesos. Now, the IMF board is set to pass Ghana the third program review and approve the disbursement of $360 million to the country. This will happen after the board meets later today to review a staff report on Ghana's program performance. Here's George Yaffe.
Joy Business understands that going into this board meeting, the staff report has not raised any question about how Ghana has fared under the program. They are therefore recommending to the board to pass the country based on how it has met most of the key targets under the fund program. There are even in some circumstances that Ghana has overshot the target set under the third review. We also understand that the pre-engagement to the board members hasn't seen any of them object to Ghana passing the third review. Joy Business has learned that the IMF is kind of okay about the direction of the economy and how Ghana is now on that path to full economic stability. The board will also approve the disbursement of some $360 million that should hit Bank of Ghana's account before the close of this week.
George Yafir with that report. Economist Professor Lord Mensah is charging government to be prudent with the fiscal space provided as a result of the debt exchange program. It is coming after he linked the marginal decline in the total debt stock to 761 billion cedis at the end of October this year to the debt restructuring program. Professor Mensah tells Joy Business government must make sure it doesn't get back to that stage again.
Over time, if we take advantage of this reduction in debt stock, then which in turn will reduce our interest payment and then also, some principal payment, it should go a long way to help the fiscals, in all aspects. So monies that you're supposed to use for servicing of your debt, you have to channel it into certain key productive sectors of the economy. And that should go a long way to help us come out from this economic difficulty.
Professor Lord Mensah is an economist. You're listening to the Joy Business Report. The total value of mobile money transactions reached a little over 2 trillion cedis at the end of October this year. Here's more in this report.
This represents a significant increase compared to the 1.5 trillion cedis realized in the same period for last year. The Bank of Ghana's Economic and Financial Data Report showed that more persons in the country are turning to this platform as a mode of payment for various transactions. Total mobile money accounts stood at 23 million. Ending October this year. However, there are some who have raised questions about the pace of growth when it comes to the total value of mobile money transactions and whether there is an element of double counting.
Next, traders have revealed that Christmas sales have picked up strongly over the past weeks. This is despite fears that the upcoming elections will impact on business activities as well as consumption. Dr. Joseph Obeng is president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association.
It depends on the product lines and all that.
How are things going?
You don't expect that during Christmas, where people are buying the children's wear, the confectionaries and all that. And so, but probably people also come and buy goods to finish their birthday for the parties and all that. So I think it's gradually growing.
Are demand picking up? Demand is picking up. And you think that things will pick up as well?
Dr. Joseph Obeng is president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association. Elegant Homes and General Construction, one of Ghana's leading real estate developers, has been adjudged the best residential developer, middle income luxurious, at the 16th Ghana Property Awards for the third consecutive time. Speaking to Joy Business, Executive Director Dorothy Kwashi reiterated the company's commitment to providing good housing solutions to potential homeowners.
This award means a lot. It means a lot to us, simply because it kind of reinforces our stand for quality and then our hard work and what we put in the properties that we sell. It also urged us to work very hard, hoping that next year, when we compete in the same category, we will win. This is about the third time. We won in 2022. We won in 2023. And we have won this year. So for 3 years running, Elegant Homes has been adjudged the best residential developer, middle income luxurious. And I can say that this is as a result of hard work by our team, you can see, and then hard work from our clients who keep on referring clients to us.
Dorothy Kwashi there, Executive Director of Elegant Homes and General Construction. Let's turn to the money market for some updates. A government misses Treasury bills target again by a massive 2.3 billion cedis as liquidity remains tight on the money market ahead of Saturday's general elections. That's according to the latest auction by the Bank of Ghana. This represented an undersubscription of 37.09%. Here's more.
The government got 3.83 billion cedis from the sale of the short-term instrument. This is against the target of 6.098 billion cedis. All the bids tendered for the instrument were accepted. Once again, a chunk of the bids came from the 91-day bill. a little over 2.949 billion cedis, representing 76.9% of the bids were accepted. About 669.37 were tendered for the 182-day bill. For the 364-day bill, 216.58 million were gotten. Meanwhile, interest rates rose along the...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.